Woodrow Polston attributes his writing to the inspiration of the Word of God. The motivation and the goal of his works are to win souls for the kingdom of Christ. Amen. It was spoken by Jesus that the harvest truly is great and the laborers are few. I have on the phone with me today author Woodrow Polston, who has just released a book not very long ago called Enemy of the Saints. Woodrow, how are you today?
I'm good. I thank God for every day, Larry.
When I read through this book, I'll tell you, it really, in the book, when I first saw it, I believe I seen it on an advertisement posted by an End Time Headlines ministry. And I thought, well, okay, so it's another book on the Antichrist. But something just compelling me, you know, to buy the book. And in this book, ladies and gentlemen, is a call to intercession. It's a urgency of the times that we're living in. Woodrow, I would like for you to just tell me what God put in your heart for you to sit down and write this book, Enemy of the Saints, that I believe has the potential to impact the entire body of Christ.
Well, through prayer and fasting, the Lord has shown me and my wife both quite a few things that are going to transpire in the near future. And some of the things He's shown us have already taken place. And we kind of feel like we're just walking in a dream state. We're watching these things come to pass as the Lord has shown us. And I don't believe that it's just us or any particular person. I believe that if all of us, if we really seek God and we begin to pray and fast and give up things that that are in the way of hearing the Lord's voice, that we will all see a very clear direction of where we're going.
Yes.
And you know, through these times of prayer and fasting that me and my wife have been in, he's really opened our eyes to some things that we didn't see before in Scripture, and just, you know, and things, how they relate to what's taking place today with protests that are going on.
Yes.
And just civil unrest that's rising, and not just here in our country, but all over the world. And it's really, the hour is really late, and people don't even think that it's as late as what it really is. And,
well, some of the chapter titles or section headings are very interesting. Microchips and satellites, scalar weapons and weather modification, the call for global government at the touch of a button. I mean, this is not the stuff of superheroes on the CW network. We're talking about things that are really going on in our government, in world governments, and I think you nailed it myself. I really do.
Well, there is definitely evidence, clearly, that the enemy is at work in global governments. There is a plan set forth for the Antichrist to rise and to take control of world government. And I believe that a lot of these things they've been in place for a while, actually.
Yes.
But we're really seeing the train really take off and gain momentum, if you will.
Yes, yes. Now, Woodrow, going back to your earlier statement, it's important, not just because it's 2016, it's an election year. We know that warfare increases in the heavenlies during an election year, at least it seems so. But just as a whole, it's important for Christians to return to prayer and fasting. I want you to say, take off a little more on that, because that's where your inspiration, along with the Word of God, but that's where your inspiration came from, and God began to show you things. Tell us about that.
Well, I'm preaching to myself as much as anybody else.
Amen.
Because I need to spend more time in prayer than what I do. You know, so often the things of the world, you know, the job and this and that catch us, and at the end of the day, we just kind of, you know, throw our hands up and we go to bed. But I think that even if just small groups within churches, if they would get together and say, okay, we're gonna spend this time praying and fasting, think we would see incredible moves of God in churches, and I believe, you know, the fire of God would just fall all across America if we could do that, even in just small groups within churches.
Yeah, and we are so far behind.
We're
so far beyond this. Well, it's an Assembly of God church, or a Church of God, or Pentecostal Church of God of Prophecy. Listen, my wife and I, along with several minister friends of ours, have been praying steadily for a couple of years for a revival to break out in the Baptist church. And just recently, the SBC voted to allow the gifts of the Spirit to operate in their services. People are hungry.
Yeah.
And people are ready for this information. They're ready for this information that you share in your book, Enemy of the Saints. Okay, a couple of other books that you have written that have just absolutely changed my way of looking at many things. Unlocking the Book of Enoch, Preparing America for the Wrath of God. Could you say just a couple of words about that one, Woodrow?
Yeah. Well, shortly after my wife and I came to the Lord, we immediately went into prayer and fasting, and God was revealing things to us, and we just dove into the Word of God, and we would study and study and study and write. And when I started writing, my initial goal was to just, you know, share with my family and close friends what was going on. And then, you know, I felt led to publish, and then one thing led to another, and now I've written four books, and I'm still writing.
What's the one I don't have here? What's the name of the one I didn't mention?
There's another 7 years of darkness.
7 years. I need to get that.
And that one is actually in novel form. It's kind of, it's got all the facts and statistics of a nonfiction work, but it's in fiction form. And it basically, it's about, you know, the tribulation period, 7 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the Preparing America, that's something that several years ago I began to contemplate too, because of some prophecies that Pastor David Wilkerson had given. And I watched some segments of the Christian world just really, really ridicule him over those. But I began to see them start happening. And I'm thinking, okay, so yes, we can have faith, and yes, we believe God, and we believe there's going to be a revival, but that doesn't necessarily mean that America's not going to face judgment.
Right.
And
yeah, with that book, I was really kind of disgusted at how a lot of people who, they deny God, and yet they say, you know, this nation, you know, it's the most powerful in the world, and nothing can touch us, and
right. And
we don't even need a God for that, for
right. Protection.
You know, that it's that kind of boastful attitude that I've seen all over the place.
Yeah, it's those harbingers.
Yeah,
it's a defiant superiority attitude, but if it's not based on how we started, and there's debate there too, which we could go into on another program, you know, I personally believe that there were Freemasons involved. I personally believe there's a lot of things involved, but there's no doubt that our founding documents were shaped on the right to worship God and establish a nation for Jesus Christ.
Oh, no, there's no doubt at all.
No doubt at all. But our actions have not backed that up.
No, they haven't.
Woodrow, I am so thrilled to get to talk with you today. Would you tell the people how they can contact you, how they can order these books, and let me say, you need to get this material, ladies and gentlemen. You really, really do, because it will open your eyes to things that are going on that Fox News isn't going to tell you, or CNN, or anybody else. So Woodrow, tell the people how they can get your stuff.
Well, right now the easiest place to get it would probably be Amazon.com. You could visit our website at thegearsofprophecy.com. I believe it's down right now for Okay.
You
can also contact us through Facebook.
Great, great. Facebook, and that's just Woodrow Polston, or?
Yeah, correct.
Great, great. Woodrow, we want to have you come back on sometime, and we'll sit down and do a much more detailed conversation. But
yeah, that would be great.
Again, I want to get you, I want to encourage y'all to order the book, at least if you get nothing else, get Enemy of the Saints by Woodrow Polston. I'll be with you off the air in just a minute, Woodrow, and we'll be right back.